the 13th chapter. And I'll be reading verses 10 through 16. And our supporting text will come from, say, Matthew 4, verse 23, that you've already heard in your hearing. St. Luke 13, beginning at verse 10, the Bible reads, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, do not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan have bound, lo these 18 years, and be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day?" Say Matthew 4 and 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Basis of our thinking this morning, verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. We ought to use the thought as subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, any day is a good day to be loosed. Any day is a good day to be loosed. Thank God this morning for being that kind of God, and we just glorify the Lord our God for who he is and for all that he does. God has blessed us and is yet still keeping us in his loving care. And because of that, we give our God glory and praise. I'm reminded of a song that says that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, hallelujah, where would we be this morning? And we thank God this morning, for it's because of him that we have our being. Without him this morning, we could do nothing. And so I thank God for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank God this morning just for being God, allowing us to be in the house this morning. And we're going to try to move along and do just like I said. And we're going to go back to the old day. If I get too long, Brother Roland, do like they used to do Dr. Best. Just sing me down. And I'll just shut up. Put my cape on and sit down somewhere. Never forget where you come from. Then never take things so to heart and be so thin-skinned. It took a minute, but I learned that Deacon Lattimore did that because he was looking out for the pastor. And so we got to understand, sometime when you don't have an understanding of what's going on, don't be so quick to judge somebody else. You got to trust and know that there's somebody looking out for the good of the under shepherd. And so I thank God for you. I thank God for how God has blessed us here in this house. And we are living in a time where people choose and pick when they're going to go to church. And church folk are not like church folk used to be. But that was a time when we were committed to the cause of Christ. We loved our church to the degree to where, unless we absolutely had to, we weren't going to miss Sunday morning. Well, you may not come back in the evening. You might not come on Wednesday night, but you was not going to miss Sunday morning. And there was that phase in that season of time where we picked and choose if the right choir singing, I'm coming on that Sunday. We've been blessed by the best, and God has blessed us to all of our choirs, even down to our children. They give God the glory in song, so we got away from that, thank God. But I don't know what's the deal with the other stuff, and I found out there ain't no need of scratching your head or worrying yourself to death, because they going to do what they going to do. But all of us got to work out our own soul salvation. And every one of us this morning, no matter who your pastor is or who your prayer partner is, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ all by yourself. Mama not going to be there. Pastor not going to be there. The brethren not going to be there. It's just going to be you and Jesus. So we just thank God that the Lord God has blessed us. And it's a joy this morning to be in the house of God one more time, assembled here with my brothers and sisters. And as we've come, we've heard testimonies, we've heard songs. And I don't know what was wrong with Deacon Pittman this morning. He was full of fire this morning. He talked with some spunk this morning. He sang with some spunk this morning. You ought to come in the house ready to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I told him in the back, he's singing with power this morning. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. And there was another song that came through, and we couldn't figure out who it was that was singing it. Joe, did you find out? What? Well, God bless you. Sometimes it's good to have thin walls. You can hear what's going on. That was all right, brother. Y'all do that a little more often. Next time we'll know even behind the wall. Mr. Holmes said, well, I don't know, but when we get out there, I'm going to look and find it. He looked and still couldn't find it. We come to God's house to have joy, and you ought to bring something with you. Whether or not you're a singer, whether you got a testimony that you want to share, you may not want to share it, but how many of you know every one of us got a testimony? We thank God that we got some good things to say about what the Lord God has done for us. We thank God for how God blessed Brother Mike and how God made everything all right. And I even thank God for even last week when he allowed God to just move, because you don't know if you're in the spirit of Christ, God will take care of you. So God has blessed us through another week, and that's only because he loves us. His mercy and his grace continue to sustain us, and God just keeps us. We've seen from last Sunday to this Sunday, we've seen sunshine, we've seen rain, we've seen sleet, we've seen snow, and thank God the sun has come back out. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know this morning that the blood is still running warm in our veins. We were still counted amongst the living. We are still above ground. And for that, we ought to give God some praise. This is another day that the Lord God has made, and we ought to be willing to praise him. We ought to be willing to tell our God thank you, because he has been mighty good to us. And when we go about it and we realize that how good God has been, it gives us a mind to just give God some praise. There are those of us this morning that have loved ones that are going through. And as we went out carrying communion to our sick and shut in last week, we were blessed and lifted up because of the good news that many of them had to share. Got so much joy from seeing the smiles on their faces and feeling that spirit of gratitude. You know how it is when you go in to see somebody and they make you feel better about yourself and about what you're doing, that you are happy that you took the time out to just stop by and see how they were doing. So I thank God for that. But I do realize that as we got into one place, I got a little scolding from Mother Frazier. She threatened to give me a beating. And I tried to get out of it. I tried to cut up and act up a little bit. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And finally, she began to laugh. Everything was all right. And we had a good visit with her on last Sunday. It is good to have somebody to come and see about you. Her daughter and her son was there, but it's good to have somebody. You expect your siblings to be there. But it's good to have somebody else. You know, as Brother Mike testified, from the church house. If we're going to love each other in here, then we got to love each other when we are down and out. We got to love each other when you cannot do. That's what church folk and church love ought to be all about, is I'm there for you, you are there for me, and we are here to help one another along the way. God is a good God, and God would give us a mindset to continue to trust him and to believe in his power. There are so many that are less fortunate than we are. So we need to take the time out to share the love of Jesus one with another. Don't forget that when we come into the house of God, we come to worship him in spirit and in truth. But when we leave the house of God, we leave to serve the people, to serve the community, to let our light shine. And serving, to being a servant for God, does not always mean that you got to go knock on everybody's door. You can serve God just by going out of this house and going into your house and praying for those that are less fortunate, asking God to shower blessings over the community, asking God to bless those in the White House, bless those that are making these laws, and just give us a mind to hold on and to hold out. Yeah. We are so glad that we have a God that watches over us and keep us all in his loving care. But we're living in a time when it seems like there's something going on with most of us. Times are hard, and the Bible is true when Jesus said that in this life we shall have trials and tribulations. But Jesus says, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. It seems like if it's not one thing, it's always another. Every time you turn around, something is going on. And you know, I'm just so thankful, because just in a moment, things can change. In a moment, things can happen. I left Friday, and I was on my way to go get a haircut. And as I came out, my daughter told me just before I came out, be careful out there, because it's already getting bad. I've seen and seen the rain mixed with the snow, and so I felt like everything was going to be all right. So as I came down and was coming down Oak Avenue, getting ready to get on to Cotton Grove Road, and all of a sudden I put on brakes, and the car just started shaking. Would not stop. There was a car already in the middle lane getting ready to make a left turn. There was a car that was already coming up the road, and it was getting mighty close. And the only thing that went in my mind, I'm getting ready to get hit. Car went right on out into the road. But thanks be to God, God gave me the mindset to cut the wheel to the right. And so I cut the wheel to the right and missed the car that was in front of me. And then I went on a little bit further, and then I said to myself, I know I just got cussed out. Because the person, whoever it was, man or woman, they got the blowing the horn at me, and I just blew back. They don't know how grateful I was, because I knew that. And the bottom line is that had there been an accident, that would have been at least a four-car pull-up or pile-up, and I would have been the cause. But I said, I thank you, God, for looking over me. I started to call the barber right then and tell him, I'm going to turn around and go back home. I know I had an engagement the next night, and I'm going to kind of spruce up a little bit. So I say, I'm going to go on by faith. If I get on 85, everything ought to be all right. Don't never underestimate how God takes care of you. Because even from there to the barbershop, I seen two or three cars in the media on 85. On the way back from the barbershop, I seen two or three cars that had went off the road, and some was even blocking the way that you couldn't get off of 85 to come into Lexington. So you just don't know sometimes how blessed you are, and those things that you take lightly. I'm so glad that I'm able to come in the house of God this morning and tell you what happened that day, other than you having to come down to the hospital or hear through the grapevine that Reverend K was in an accident. Don't never think that God is not watching over you. And the good thing is that he watches over all of us. You don't have to be the preacher. How many of you know that God blesses you, and God has spared you from some things that the enemy thought that he might have been going to have you, but God made a way out of no way.
How many of you know that you had some days when you've been down and out and you didn't know what you was going to do, but God stepped in and made your situation all right? How many of you had those days of despair and depression and thought that I just don't know what in the world I'm going to do, but you looked up to the hills and God stepped right in that situation, and right there in the comforts of your home, there wasn't an organist there, there wasn't a preacher there, but you couldn't help but throw up your hand and say, oh Lord, I just want to thank you. Do I have anybody that give God praise even in the comfort of their home? Anybody know that you don't have to be in the church house to tell my God thank you? Anybody got a reason to give God some praise this morning? Look where the Lord God has brought us from. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God to the name of Jesus, because if it had not been for the Lord that is on our side, hallelujah, where would we be this morning? I'm thankful this morning that God is who he is. God said, I come that you might have life, and not only life, but that you might have it more abundantly. So God is a good God. Somebody said, you can't make me doubt him. I learned enough that I know too much about him now. I know it wasn't mama and them that brought me through. God blessed mama and them to do what they did, but God was the one that brought me through. I know it wasn't the doctor that healed me. It was God that stepped into that situation and made everything all right. I got any folk in it, and I know I got some. But we got some pillars in here that won't lay down and say, I'm going to give up. I'm going to live while I'm living. And if the enemy thinks he's taking me out, I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. I look on this end. I look on this end. Two elderly women. Been up and down, up and down, up and down. But they still holding on. If they can come out after the snow, these young folk ought to be able to come out. Now, I want that kind of bounce back power, but see, they old school folk. They still love their church. See, we got this new generation of talkers. We need some doers. Talk a good game, but ain't doing nothing. Sometimes you got to press your way even when you don't feel like it. God wants us to be at our best, because he realized that the enemy, Satan, is out to rob you of your peace and of your joy. Satan is out there right now trying to look for somebody to destroy. But I thank God, because I realized that if it had not been for sin, I don't believe that we would have to deal with the sickness in the land that we're going through right now. We were created as a precious creation, but disobedience and sin has messed things up. I'm not able to give you the ratio of the people that are dealing with some sort of sickness, but I do know that the numbers are high. And to add on to that, we have poverty and crime and injustice. All of these things we have to deal with on a daily basis. If you are up today, you ought to be thankful today, because you might be down before evening falls. But I'm so glad to know that I serve a mighty God this morning. We got to know this morning that in every family that you know of, there's somebody that is sick. You can't find a family where there's somebody that don't have somebody that is laid on what we call a bed of affliction. That there's something going on in the land, and every time you turn around, it's one person after another. Even in the Old Testament day, the Bible teaches us that the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, the Lord said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive them of their sin and will heal their land. See, that's the problem right now, is that we, the people of God, we are going about doing our own thing instead of doing what the Lord God requires. And all God requires of us to be doers of his mighty word. God does not expect us to be perfect. He knows that there's something wrong with each and every one of us. I don't care how many times you dot the I's or cross the T's, there's something going on in your life. Do I have any saved folk in here that realize you still have to go back and say, Lord, forgive me? I got any sanctified folk that know that even though I separated myself from some things, there are times that I run into the enemy along the way. I found out that I remember some Roland used to say, you got to take a detour. Sometimes you got to go the other way. Sometimes you got to trust the power of a loving God. We are still in dire need of praying and seeking the face of God. When we say that by his stripes we are healed, then we ought to be made more grateful for the sacrifices that the Lord has made for us. During the time of Jesus' ministry on the earth, our supporting text tells us this morning that Jesus went about all of Galilee. And when he got there, he was teaching in their synagogues. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He was letting them know that there was healing in all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. And if we say that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God healed them, how many of you know God will heal you? If God made a way and got the demons out of some mean folk, then God will get the demons out of some of you. You may have some folk that you know that, you know how sometimes you say, they're just full of the devil. But I come to tell you, if you pray to the power of a loving God, you might not be able to get the devil out of them yourself. But by the power of a loving God, you can call on the name of Jesus and know that everything will work out. Don't you know when God, when Jesus began to do all of these things, the Bible say his fame went throughout all of Syria. And they brought unto him all the people that were sick. And they were taken with diverse diseases and all types of torment. There were those that were possessed with devils. We got some devils running around in Lexington this morning. Some of them devils don't think about going to the church house. And I wonder why come the family always feel like now you ought to have your funeral in the church house. We do some things that we just try to help people along the way. But you got to learn that you ought to do something while you're living. You ought to plant some seeds. You ought to get your house in order. You ought to get some things made up in your mind that I'm going to do the best that I know how to do. I'm looking at some folk that have been down and out. But know that the Lord God brought you back for a reason this morning. And there are those in here this morning that have suffered some strokes. But that stroke didn't take you out. You are not paralyzed and you can still move. Am I talking to anybody in here? When God has blessed you, you ought to be somebody. To let the Lord know that in the world know that I am a child of a mighty king. I belong to somebody that can do what nobody else can do. I thank my God this morning that not only did he get the devils out of some folk, but there were those that were a lunatic. Anybody saw some folk that are as crazy as they can be? Don't know how to act nowhere. They say you can bring them out, but you know, sometimes you can't take some folk out. Some folk just don't know how to act. Some folk, I just don't want you to be in my company. Because if you got foul things always coming out of your mouth, if you got that mindset that always negative, I get so tired of negative folk. Folk that always want to bring you down. I need somebody to help lift me up. Anybody want to help me lift Jesus? You need to stop complaining about your headache and tell the Lord, I'm going to get rid of this headache because I got the power of a loving God. Oh, my back is hurting and my knee is hurting and my ankle is hurting. Everything is hurting. But I thank God that my heart is not hurting this morning. Anybody glad this morning that you serve a mighty God? I just stopped by to tell somebody that I feel good in the spirit of a mighty God. I know that the Lord God is a mighty God and God can do what nobody else can do. I just stopped by Faust Chapel this morning to let somebody know no matter what your condition might be, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. I want to let you know this morning that God has got a discernment of the spirit. God can look at you and know that something is wrong with you, and sometimes you don't have to ask God. All God has to do is look at your situation. And I'm so glad this morning that I serve that kind of God. For the Bible tells me this morning, when I look here at my text, text. They say that Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and he was in there on the Sabbath day. Don't you know that Sabbath day is supposed to be the Lord's day? Is there anybody in the house that love God not only on Sunday, but you love him Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? I know that my God is a mighty good God. I feel good down on the inside because I know what the Lord God has done. You can't make me doubt it because I know too much about it. I know that the Lord God will do. For the Bible said there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity, and she would bend over and could not lift herself up. But I'm so glad that she ran into Jesus. And the Bible said when Jesus saw the woman, he said, "Woman, come here unto me." See, you got to understand that the woman didn't ask Jesus. She didn't say, "Lord, save me." She didn't say, "Lord, heal me." But all she was doing was just bent all over. Have you ever thought about for 18 long years, the devil got you so messed up that you've been over and can't hold yourself up? But God stepped in this woman's situation. God said, "Woman, come unto me, for thou art loose." I'm so glad this morning that the Bible declared that immediately, not a process of healing, but right then, right there, God touched that woman's body. For the Bible said he laid his hand on her, and all of a sudden, that bent down woman stood straight up. Don't you know when God bless you, you ought to be glad enough, you ought to be thankful enough to tell your God thank you. If there anybody in the house this morning ever had an infirmity in your body and God touched your infirmity and you were too mean or too shy to tell your God thank you, well, I just stopped by to let you know that you can tell God thank you this morning. It's never too late to give God glory. I'm so glad that it might have took 18 long years, but she met Jesus along the way. Now, there's always a critic in the midst, and the critic said, "Oh, Lord, I want to know, why did you heal this woman? And don't you know it's the Sabbath day? You got 6 days that you ought to work. That woman should have came on Saturday. She should have came on a Monday. She should have came on Wednesday night. But happy on Sunday morning, this woman is standing right out here. And Lord, you done healed this woman on the Sabbath day." The Lord God said unto the man, "Don't you unloose your animals, take them to get water on the Sabbath day." So why can't I heal this woman on the Sabbath day? The Sabbath day is the Lord's day. What a better day to give God some praise. What a better day to be healed when the Lord God has done all that he know how to do. And I'm so glad this morning that when he healed the woman on the Sabbath day, when I read the text, it began to let me know any day is a good day to be loose. If you got something going on in your body and you want God to work it out, today is a good day to let it out and let God have it. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Can you help me call Jesus? For the Lord to make a way out of no way. There's power in the name Jesus. There's healing in the name Jesus. There's joy in the name Jesus. Salvation in the name Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Any day is a good day to be loosed from your infirmities. I don't care what day God healed my body. Just heal me. If I can make it Sunday morning, I want to tell somebody just how good the Lord God has been. You see, there are those of us, you don't know their story. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what it took for some folk even to get in the house of God this morning. But if you know that, you know that there's a God that has taken care of you A God that has done just what you need him to do. Any day is a good day. And if it take God a little bit of time, remember last week we talked about he may not come when you want him, but he will be on time.